أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أعجبك عن قومك يا موسى؟ قال هم أولئي على أثري وعجلت إليك رب لترضى.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded Banu Israel of how Allah azza wa jal rescued them and saved them from the enemy Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed and specified a certain spot for them, and that was on the right-hand side of Mount At-Tur, while Musa alayhi salam would ascend the mountain and receive the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He had conferred upon them different bounties, such as al-man and salwa. Allah azza wa jal instructed them to eat of the pure things that Allah had provided them with, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them against transgression and exceeding the limit in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. The Banu Israel, they were wandering about in this land of Kif. We spoke about the valley of Kif. And they demanded from Musa alayhi salam that they want a Sharia. They want a book, a divine scripture by which they may live their lives, and so that they may start practicing a certain religion. So Musa alayhi salam requested from Allah azza wa jal to reveal a divine scripture to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salam to come to Mount At-Tur, and he must bring his people along with him. Musa alayhi salam was told to fast for 30 days prior to coming to the Mount At-Tur, a means of purification before he directly conversed and spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those 30 days were extended to another 10 days. So for 40 days, Musa alayhi salam had observed a fast. And when it was time for him to proceed, he knew that if he was to remain with his people, then a lot of time would be wasted in getting to Mount At-Tur and beginning the discussion with Allah. So he wanted to leave.